Tale of Two Copyrights, Liquid Lobbying to Level the Playing Field, Dimitar Dimitrov. No, this title is not original, it is largely copied, a derivative work that is legally unproblematic only because Mr. Dickens has been dead long enough. If I were to remix something newer, let's say if I came up with Pirates in the Copyright, Disney's Chest, and included a picture and quotes from that particular work, well, that might get me into all kinds of trouble. But copyright term lengths and how we deal with remixed content are just two of the fundamental questions we can no longer postpone. Information technology allows for sharing at virtually no cost. That is the positive promise the digital revolution has brought about. We must admit that this is a genuinely good thing and an opportunity for sustainable global development and improvement of people's lives. The other tale is more ambiguous. It retells the old story that every revolution brings about a new culture and new economy, but also puts those who cannot adapt out of business. We read these two tales. We have suffered them. We have enjoyed them. We have experienced the practicalities, patches, and peculiarities. We have thought, debated, and worked with and around these issues for more than a decade now. We are convinced that if we overcome knee-jerk reactions, it is actually a simple task to drastically increase the commons and our ability to share content while leaving economic interests and thus financial profits virtually untouched. Wikimedia has recently proposed four such changes in its position paper, but this text is not about self-promotion. Crowdsource lobbying activities. This text is about giving everyone with good ideas a fair fighting chance. Lobbying brings about negative connotations, understandably so. While lobbying, at its core, is a democratic activity, it is about talking to public decision makers. The underlying problem is the unbalanced representation it produces. The basic principle in a democracy is that each person's vote weighs the same. However, lobbying is about direct contact, which means investing time and other resources in establishing relationships, which costs money. The issue that lobbying has is not necessarily that the industry does it. The actual issue is that more money equals more relationships, which translates into more representation. This leads to the circumvention of the basic principle mentioned above. It corrupts the democratic decision-making process. Since it's hard to argue that people and companies shouldn't be allowed to talk to public decision makers, lobbying couldn't and probably even shouldn't ever be prohibited. We need to find a way to hack the system. No matter how we organize, civil society groups will never be able to put the same amount of boots on the ground as for-profit businesses. However, communications technologies also mean that a lot of tasks formerly done on location can now be spread across an entire continent. It also means that a lot more like-minded people can come together to work on a subject. The obstacles that remain are that strong relationships still require personal meetings, and knowing what's going on requires access to a lot of time spent on location and long-term dedication, something that volunteers often can't guarantee. The solution could be a mix of user-generated activity and some staff hours. A little permanent paid time in the power center to make sure that the monitoring and vital relationships are established, coupled with the energy, enthusiasm, and scale of a volunteer network sitting somewhere in front of screens. A liquid lobbying structure, the term is modeled on liquid democracy, that allows every individual to invest a few hours every now and then in lobbying on an issue one really cares about, while knowing that the effort plays into a general strategy and that things will not crumble if one has no time next month. Then tell wind and fire where to stop, but don't tell me. Opponents of copyright reform, who include but are not limited to publishers, are in fact not against the four points outlined above. The legal rebalancing we are proposing wouldn't hurt that industry. Those opponents are simply against any change whatsoever, out of fear that it might be a slippery slope that leads towards abolishing copyrights. And while it isn't a real intellectual challenge to argue that it is a lack of change that is much more likely to kill copyright eventually, rather than a few sensible updates, this "I will block anything that comes my way" attitude could turn out to be poisonous for reform. The only things that lawmakers shy away from more readily than bad laws are unsuccessful legislative proposals. It takes really strong-minded, shrewd, resolute politicians, aided by a dedicated civil society to make things happen and to implement reform. Tell them we need to work on our liquid lobbying tools. We need to ensure coherent messaging in a structure of hundreds of independently active volunteers. Having clear goals, strategy, and lines of argumentation agreed upon beforehand helps. Finding the best ways of providing those volunteers with necessary know-how and background information is a necessity. Making sure everyone's time is not wasted and that everyone's effort is targeted is a challenge. A volunteer in the east of England should ideally contact their elected representative rather than someone from Finland. We shouldn't be approaching the same people with exactly the same message twice. User-generated lobbying must also stock up on user-generated knowledge. Tools should include campaigns like Adopt an MEP, assistance for participating in public consultations, know-how information, and events that allow personal interaction. While tools and methods are still experimental and need broad input and development, here's how to get on with the general campaign. 1. Define a vision. You're selling an idea. 2. Set goals and write down your core arguments. 3. Who do you have to talk to? Volunteers shouldn't be left wasting time deciding who to contact, then figuring out how to contact them. 4. Citation needed. Organize some proof supporting your arguments. 5. Communication, ideally done by many volunteers who know who to contact and what to say. 6. Keep the topic afloat. Keep developing new ways of interesting broader circles of people.